We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
Yes, it is. And we're still talking about Baby It's Cold Outside. All right. Can we just call...
I'm embarrassed for my industry. Mm. It's all stunts put on by radio stations.
Yes.
First one was, we're pulling it off the air.
We'll never play it again for Christmas. And then everyone went crazy.
And the next is, we're going to take a poll. Should we play it or not? And now it's something different.
And then another radio station in the same town said it's a feminist anthem. Well, now in Kentucky, at WAKYFM, they played Baby It's Cold Outside for two straight hours Sunday morning. Okay.
Wacky did it?
2 hours.
Yeah, I was just looking at WAKY, which is, you know, the state code for Kentucky.
What will they do next?
We like it, and we're not afraid to play it for the next couple of hours. You know, if you really had any bees, you'd play 24 hours straight.
Yeah,
Kevin, that's... back in his beginning of his radio career, did something wacky like that.
WLCA, my alma mater, played Grandma's Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma's did?
Grandma's,
so multiple?
Multiple grandmas. They played it, I want to say, like several days straight because it set a world record at the time.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Like,
that's what we do in this industry. Mm-hmm. Crazy things.
I mean, here's the
thing. I didn't
know
you were a part of that, man. That's legendary. That's what made me want to get into radio.
I was not a part of that. It was before my time there. Okay. But
they still talked about it?
Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
It's made a so-so. I mean, we're just talking way too much about a so-so Christmas song.
Right.
It's not one of... If you had to rank your top 5 Christmas songs of all time...
It wouldn't even be in my top 50.
Oh, baby, don't hold
that. Darn it. Wait,
we're
not
going to
the bathroom.
Oh, gosh, Lil, I really do have to go.
All right.
Okay, that's enough. Post Malone. He loves the Crocs. He designed his second pair, and they sold out almost immediately. And apparently his favorite restaurant is Olive Garden. Dennis Rodman gave him an Olive Garden gift card for Christmas. Olive Garden and Crocs. Is Post Malone my grandmother? Is this like the most... Is this the ultimate stunt? Like he's going to pull his face off and be like, I don't have tats all over my face. I'm your grandma.
I'm Jen's grandma.
Good for Post Malone.
I know. Good for him. Ryan Reynolds did something for a guy who was smart. I mean, not great. Not great on Avengers' part, okay? Avengers Endgame trailer came out. Kevin and Tim were in tears.
Yeah.
Remarkable. Man,
looks good. Yeah. Can't wait for April.
Right after the trailer came out. Okay, movie studio. Some guy bought up the domain names AvengersEndgame.com and AvengersEndgameMovie.com. Why Disney didn't have those?
Why isn't that already in? They know they're naming that. They're rolling it out. How is that not already bought?
Right.
And here's the thing. You can have multiple domain names and have them go to your website if that wasn't going to be your website address. But... this guy bought them up and redirected them to the official Deadpool website.
Ah, that's funny.
He was hoping to trade them back to Disney to get tickets to the Avengers premiere. That didn't happen, but Ryan Reynolds sent him some headphones and a cocktail kit from his Aviation American Gin. He's like part owner.
By the way, did you guys watch that commercial
yet?
That's
awesome.
I still have it.
It's so funny. Kevin put it online, yes. 198.com. Watch that commercial.
So Ryan, with the gift, sent a note saying, this isn't to say I'm proud of what you did, just that I happen to love you. He's now trying to trade the case and everything in it for Avengers premiere tickets.
This guy.
He's something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see how Deadpool would like him. Okay, TV Tonight, The Voice. Last night, Kennedy Holmes sang her heart out, including her original song, Love is Free.
When I catch my reflection, I like what I see.
it. Nick sang it all night, though. Got a good little hook to it.
So tonight's a season finale. I hope you voted because voting cut off at 6 a.m.
Did it?
This morning.
Because I thought last night when Carson closed the show, he said voting would go until sometime today in the afternoon. It usually is.
It said on the app last night, 7 a.m. Eastern time.
I know. I don't understand. Mm. I thought he said something different.
Few different ways you can vote. You can vote on the app. You can vote on NBC's website. You can vote by listening to the songs on Apple Music. And you can also vote on some other platform, which I don't have. Good luck to Kennedy. And tonight on Netflix, well, all day on Netflix, it's already dropped. Ellen DeGeneres' first stand-up special in 15 years. It's called Relatable. Get excited. This is good.
I wonder if people, because they get a little taste of Ellen every day, will be less likely to be like, oh, new Ellen is out. You know, whereas other comics, you don't.
But she has to be a character on the Ellen show.
Right. Because she hasn't done stand-up. I know she does a monologue on her show, but because she hasn't done a stand-up special in 15 years, I mean, that last one was so hilarious.
Oh, so good.
I'm excited to see her, and I want her to do more stand-up. Come on. Even though she's on TV every single day, I would pay to see her at the Fox or wherever she decides to do her tour when she retires in 2020. That's Entertainment Schmig.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
You just heard Taylor Swift. She makes the Schmig, and Rolling Stone's list of the best songs of the year, Delicate, came in at number 12. Camila Cabello's Never Be the Same was number 4. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow came in at number 2 from A Star Is Born soundtrack. Yeah. And the man with 2 songs in the top 5, Drake, In My Feelings and Nice For What. And Cardi B, the other person in the top 5 with I Like It. Speaking of songs, The Voice finale. Last night they performed, and St. Louis's own Kennedy Holmes did a duet with J-Hud Productions. This is Home. Jennifer Hudson detracts from the greatness of the song.
We're such homers. I'm fine with that because she was awesome and she closed the show again last night.
Fingers crossed. Season finale tonight. It's down to the last 4 and we hope that Kennedy wins it all.
And she'll sing a duet tonight with Kelly Rowland.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Nice. Maybe Beyonce will surprise her and come out too.
Don't you think they would promote that?
Nope. Yeah. And I know when Courtney's not watching the new Ellen stand-up special on Netflix, Ellen DeGeneres Relatable, she is going to be DVRing the greatest holiday video countdown on the CW with the Holderness family.
The who?
The Holderness family.
Who's that?
Be glad you don't know. Their first video was very cute, and we were all, oh, that's so cute, that's really funny. And then they did 872 more of them.
Mm. A lot of people love them.
They do, but it's
I don't like
old.
Popular things. I'm Hildebranding them.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, couple stories about CBS and Les Moonves. Employees of CBS were given surveys, about 100 questions in this survey, some of which had long-form responses to try and figure out the scope of harassment while he oversaw CBS.
I saw Sybil Shepherd come out the other day and say that she thinks her show was canceled because she wouldn't sleep with him.
Turn down his advances.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, can former CBS employees fill out this survey?
Yeah, I know.
I'm asking for a friend.
I've never been in the same room as he was, but I didn't like the timesheet thing.
I was on an escalator with him once.
Oh, were you?
He didn't harass me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which is surprising, right?
No.
CBS this morning. Okay, their executive producer just left the program last week. And apparently, some people are thinking they might retool the whole thing. Gayle King is apparently furious about everything going on at the network, and she might leave on her own.
Really?
According to Page Six.
See that?
Between Charlie Rose and Les Moonves and the executive producer leaving, some people are saying her future is unclear anyway. And if she goes, anything is possible. A bunch of the staff think that they may just have a major retooling of the show and everyone's going to lose their jobs. Wow. Last time it happened, staffers were dismissed with 2 weeks' pay, no matter what their contract said.
Wow.
That must be people who aren't Gayle King and Nora O'Donnell, don't you think? It's got to be. Alfonso Ribeiro, suing two video game makers because Epic, which makes Fortnite, and Take-Two, which does NBA 2K, both use the Carlton dance.
Is that trademarked?
And is it trademarked by him?
Right.
It's something he did as a character on that show.
I don't know. Listen, Fortnite's getting sued by a whole bunch of people. There's a rapper, 2 Milly, and he's suing for the Milly Rock dance he created. And the Backpack Kid, who is on SNL with Katy Perry and created flossing, has also filed suit.
That kid invented flossing?
That's what people are saying.
Wow.
What?
Mm.
That kid, what?
Mm-hmm.
I had never thought about this. Suing for dance moves.
His brain is racing now.
No, I could be a very rich man.
That is crazy.
Ed Sheeran is a very rich man. He made more on tour this year than anyone in the last 30 years. That's how successful his tour was. And he did it in a t-shirt and shorts.
Cargo.
The only person up on stage.
Cargo shorts.
Right. And no one else backing him. You know, he uses that loop pedal. You would think when you get to be this big, you'd maybe invite a band with you. Nope. Not Ed.
Wow.
He took all of that money.
Wait, is that why he made the most? Or you're saying his tour made the most?
His tour made the most.
Wow.
Yes. And it's just incredible. You look at all the other, the female performers and all the wardrobe changes they have going on and costume designers. And if they didn't, if Taylor Swift walked out with a t-shirt and shorts, people would be annoyed.
Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran does it and everyone's like,
that's part of her show though.
Right. You said a tone.
I think it's kind of like most big female performers have to have that show. There's like that expectation. Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but you look at like Alessia Cara, she's fighting back on that and she's selling tickets all over the place and is a big deal and she wears like men's suits to combat that whole thing.
As big as Taylor Swift and Beyonce?
What?
No,
Alessia Cara.
No, she's 21. I'm just saying they set the tone early that part of what they put on is going to be this big explosive thing. And plenty of male artists do as well. You think Timberlake doesn't have costume changes? He does.
Yeah, deer shirt. He's got many deer shirts.
Yeah, that Super Bowl shirt.
I'm just saying, Sheeran came out of the gate saying, this is what I do.
This
and people
is who
accept
I am.
Me for it. Yeah.
That's Entertainment Schmeg.
No man, hey, orchestra, pick it up.
Hey, listen,
he can be. And the kids all say he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Like Harvey, Frosty the Snowman. Oh yeah, my lyrics are different. They don't go with the part that guy is playing on his guitar.
That's it. All right. How about...
Who was that?
Yeah. What year was that?
It was a couple years ago.
A couple?
Two, three, maybe?
Like yeah, three or four.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a fine job.
It was.
You have your work cut out for you, Tim, tomorrow. As you can tell by all these fabulous...
Can we get that guitarist to come in?
Christmas karaoke's of the past. Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Lance is doing double duty traffic for our sister station, KZK. So today you are going to be guessing on not the A-list celebrities because he heard...
Yeah.
He heard four ages today.
Who's big? Who's big?
Katie Holmes.
Oh.
Brad Pitt. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God.
And Keith Richards.
Oh, my God. What? Are you saying there are more celebrities?
Yeah.
Oh, because normally.
I'm not saying they're as good.
Those are
the best ones.
Enormous stars, all four.
And currently, where we stand, Kevin is least likely to dress like Buddy the Elf and eat the Buddy the Elf spaghetti breakfast. He has 24 points. Lance is behind him at 33.
Oh.
Then Tim with 34. And Jen had a bad one age yesterday, and she is at 48.
Wow. Ouch.
Good thing she bought the gluten-free
spaghetti. It's ready to go.
Okay, so your first celebrity. I mean, those were huge celebrities.
Yeah, right. Last. Normally, I'm scraping for a fourth one or a third one.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, man.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yep. How old is he? Everybody write their answers down.
Okay.
Okay, and you ready to go?
Yep, locked.
Locked in.
All right, Jen?
55.
I said 55 as well.
I said 53, and that's the bottom line.
I went even lower. I said 50. I just,
he's 54.
Oh.
Okay.
54. Okay, how about Sia?
Sia.
She's tough. Yes, she is.
Who is she?
Sia.
Boy, that even that these are the fifth and sixth, so this is a big day.
I know.
Wow.
I'm locked.
I'm locked. Probably too old. I'm going to say 48.
Okay, Kevin says 48.
Whoa.
43. I think we're the same age.
Okay, Jen.
I said 41.
Uh-huh.
I said 40.
Jen got it.
Yes.
43.
Ooh, 43.
Ouch, man.
You needed that, Jen.
All right. Okay. How old is Steven Spielberg?
Whoa.
This day is insane.
I know.
It's lousy with celebrity birthdays.
Yes.
I'm locked.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's locked?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Kevin?
71.
That's what I said.
I think he's 73. I think he's my dad's age.
I said 73 also.
He's 72.
Okay.
Really, hardly any points for anyone on that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Courtney.
Finally.
Okay.
Shantix worked for him and made his face really tight. Ray Liotta.
Shantix.
His say it again, Kevin.
Shantix.
That's a tough one.
Oh, man.
Goodfellas.
Hold on.
The only thing I've written down for him is his part in Shades of Blue.
Oh, man.
Seriously?
Come on. He said so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Locked.
All right. Lance, you go first.
I'm not confident in this answer. I said 62.
62.
That's better than me. I said 60. I think that's too young.
I said 65.
I said 57.
He's 64.
Ooh. Wow.
All right.
Man.
So we will tabulate all the points from the show members. And tomorrow is it. Tomorrow's the last day. And in the 9 o'clock hour, somebody is going to be dressed like Buddy the Elf, eating Buddy the Elf. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Lance is taking off. He's listening in the car right now. Hi, Lance. How you doing? In his classic truck. Today, December 18th, big day for celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lance heard four ages today of celebrities, and I didn't even need them. And that was Brad Pitt, Christina Aguilera.
How old were they all, by the way?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you guess? Brad Pitt, how old's Brad Pitt? That's a pretty easy
52?
One.
52?
That's what I was going to say.
55.
Mm. Oh, wow.
How old is Christina Aguilera?
36.
35.
37.
38. And Katie Holmes.
38.
40. Yeah, 39.
40.
Mm. Wow.
Nice. Okay, so Jen was very far behind, but Jen caught up today because she only got 3 points today.
Nice.
Whoa.
And that's a big help because Lance got 10. Kevin, who there's no way he's going to lose, got 11, but so did Tim. Mm-hmm. And that means...
Lance got how many?
10.
10. Oh. That means Kevin's still leading to not eat the Buddy the Elf spaghetti breakfast dressed as Buddy the Elf with 35 points. Next is Lance behind him mm-hmm. with 43. Radio's Tim Convey has 45 points. And Jen just 6 behind him.
Ooh.
51.
Ooh. I like it.
It all comes down to tomorrow.
Oh, I am sick to my stomach. I'm still going to lose. And I'm going to blow it.
By the end of the show, somebody's going to have some pasta with some gross stuff on it. Dressed like Buddy the Elf. So make sure you listen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.